Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. Arden Peterson, Special Assistant to the Secretary, here to talk a little bit about our tribal relations program. Was wishing that Ron Skates would be here to participate with this. Ron is actually our tribal liaison, but he was unable to make it here today, so I'm going to fill in for him. I think the screen is coming. In the meantime, I'll hand out the update that's on our website. I'll give you a hard copy of that. This photo was actually taken a few years ago at the North American Wildlife Society meeting in Rapid City, and that's Ron in between Secretary Hepler and myself, and the chairman of Pine Ridge. Several years ago, Secretary Hepler created a tribal liaison position, Ron Skates, to focus on strengthening relationships with the 9 tribes in South Dakota in order to benefit shared wildlife and fisheries resources and improve the opportunities for both tribal and non-tribal members. And as I mentioned, Ron is that tribal liaison, and Ron comes with a unique set of skills. Ron is actually a Cheyenne River elder, and he has also been trained in wildlife and fisheries management and biology over the years. He worked for the Fish and Wildlife Service for many, many years, and also has worked in law enforcement as well as primarily in fisheries management. But under Ron and Secretary Hepler's guidance, and even before that, but we emphasized even more that we regularly meet with all 9 tribes and their natural resources departments across the state. And the tribes are big players in natural resource management. They have nearly 6 million acres that they manage across the state. Just recently, Secretary Hepler and Yankton Sioux Tribe met with a number of us, and they signed a memorandum of understanding in June of this year. And we have MOUs with 5 of the 9 tribes across the state, Flandreau Santee Sioux Tribe, Lower Brule, Oglala, Rosebud, and Yankton. And the purpose of the MOUs is to formalize efforts regarding management of shared natural resources. Some of the things that we're working together on is sharing wildlife surveys and harvest data, hunting, fishing, and trapping season recommendations. They also go through a process similar to like we do as an agency to make recommendations to their council to implement season setting. Management of fishery resources, managing wildlife damage, and cooperating on law enforcement details. And a big part of the MOUs is that it just requires the agency, Game Fish and Parks, to meet with the tribes on a regular basis. This has happened across the state and a number of the different tribes on and off over the years. Some of the tribes we've had really close working relationships where we've met regularly and the COs or biologists regularly meet. And some of the other ones, we haven't had the regular meetings. So by having the MOUs in place, it really requires us to have those regular meetings. And we have good working relationships with the other 4 tribes as well, with additional MOUs being considered for the Cheyenne River, Crow Creek, Sisseton, Wahpeton, and Standing Rock. We're actually really close with Standing Rock. We met with them just recently and hope to have an MOU in place before very long. Some of the other agreements that we have in the tribes is we put $25,000 for a bighorn sheep study with Oglala Sioux. We've worked recently, the commission has worked with providing access to West Bend Recreation Area for tribal members. And we have an agreement with the United Sioux Tribes of South Dakota for operation and maintenance of the powwow grounds in Owyhee Downstream. The department provides assistant and technical expertise to tribal fish and wildlife management agencies when working on various projects of mutual concern and interest. And we provide training as well when those opportunities arise. Some of the training that we've done over the years, we've trained biologists recently, I think in 2018, from several tribes on methods of collecting samples for chronic wasting disease testing. We've trained several tribal staff on boating enforcement and safety. We trained over 20 natural resource staff from tribes on trapping methods to help them with animal damage control, where they want to set their own control methods. And then we've also worked with tribal enforcement staff on trap detection in order to monitor regulation compliance. We've assisted with coordination of trout stocking on Cheyenne Indian Reservation. We work closely with the Fish and Wildlife Service. Ron works very closely with them to come up with stocking plans for a number of the different tribes. And we've worked on fisheries assessments on several waters on different tribes recently, doing that with the Yankton Sioux Tribe on ponds and shared waters. And we've done some turkey transportation, capture and release from the Black Hills, capturing some turkeys in Black Hills and releasing them on the Cheyenne River. Worked with them a few years ago on doing that. One of the big projects we worked on is working with Rosebud on a cooperative food plot to reduce depredation in the area down in the Rosebud and Pine Ridge area. The department has provided seed, and Rosebud actually on their property had contracted with some neighboring farmers to put the crop in, and we've had really good success as pulling those animals off the private lands at different times. One of the projects we just recently been working with is the Tribal Lands Youth Conservation Project. It's a project that started by the young man on the right there, Jimmy Joe Wade, from Yankton Sioux Tribe. He's done this on his own. He started working with youth on putting together fishing derbies, shooting sports, teaching them about trapping, teaching kids about natural resources as a whole. And so we've been working with him closely. We've provided some equipment, a critter crate, hunting and fishing gear, an enclosed trailer. We participated with the Yankton Sioux Tribe as well to help fund that trailer for him. He just recently had an event down on North Point on our recreation area there by Pickstown, where he had 50 kids there come, and was really a successful event. And we worked with Flandreau Santee Sioux Tribe on a fishing derby that they had, and we provide BB guns and archery equipment to teach them a little bit about the shooting sports and provide that, and had real good success and real good comments. So working very closely with them on that. And that's just an overview of some of the things that we've been doing with the tribes, and we're going to continue to do those and provide opportunities to get more training wherever we can and help them out on youth events. And it's helping each other out. Many of these tribes have some very talented people there that are helping us out with some of the biology and wildlife management. The more we can share it, more information, the more helpful it is for all of us. Any questions?
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you. Commissioner Phillips here. Has there been any follow-up on the turkey transplanting? Do we know if it's been successful or how they're doing? Or
Anecdotally, there has been that they've been doing well and they're seeing them, but I haven't seen any survey results myself.
Okay, and we'll probably follow up.
Yes,
we'll other follow years up to see if there's how we did.
Okay. Yes, we will, Commissioner Phillips. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? None. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. John.
Mr. Chairman, Secretary Hepler, I think I'll cover this one.
Okay.
One of the things we discussed a couple times on record now by commissioners that you'd wish that the process would allow you a little more time to review materials ahead of time so you're prepared to do as deliberative a job as you can be for the public. And we took that seriously. We went back and we've been examining some ways and that we could, one, ensure you get the materials earlier, two, to ensure members of the public get 60 days every time to comment on proposals, so the 30 now, I think that'll add. Then also see if you can, you know, be a little more efficient with our time in front of the Rules Committee because we're in front of them a lot and they have a lot of business they need to do on their own. So we're going to, and on top of that, we want to align our season dates we typically set, our big game season in particular. So we're going to try to put all those together in one nice package for you. And we'll bring that back and we'll have that available for the commissioners, for the public then to review in November.
Questions? Comments? We'll proceed with a new procedure. All right.